just come feeling. For the fame, fin your fame, and get your fame. Johnny fame, fame. I've been up feeling.
Hello. You are tuned into KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. This is Brain Rot Radio. This is the end of my god dang life.
I am nothing.
I've been fiending out of fiend. Hang on, I had a song I wanted to play.
Is this a fiend remix?
It is. It's a mashup of fiend with fiend. Hang on, I want to use this as a background music.
This is a good one.
Loop. Okay.
Oh, okay. Fine.
So you had a story you wanted to tell.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So this is gonna involve the Santa Cruz. We gotta get Pookie, bro. Pookie. I'm gonna get Pookie real quick.
What the heck? Oh. I need a pen, but I can't find a pen. Okay. Never mind. I found one.
All right. All right. So DJ Pookie's gonna help me explain the story. So this all starts off in Santa Cruz with not really notable, I'd say, at this point. Mr. Santa Cruz Paleo, he advertises and he's a fitness bro influencer on TikTok.
Guru.
But he's also, like, he's, like, on the cusp of, like, he's, like, 31, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's, like, unk, but he's been unk for a little bit. You know, he's new to the unk game.
He's the unk of
he's
unk.
He's new to the unk game, but he's been in the game of life for a while now. So, you know, he has advice to share. And it starts even before that with Cookie. Was a notable TikToker.
This is a
somewhat
person.
Notable once again. No one knows who Cookie is, bro.
No.
But he goes by Cookie, and he had a he came on the internet, I'd say, when I was in, like, high school, and then he had, like, a phase where he, like, glowed up, and I was like, whoa, hey, he's, like, fit now. He, like, went to the gym, and then he, like, now he's, like, on the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh no, we gotta get Cookie back in his prime. Yeah. Like, what happened? And then Santa Cruz was like, oh, I can help this kid, you know, boss up. Yeah. I can help him bulk.
So then
Santa Cruz sees like the potential, you know, in both helping out this kid, Cookieverse. Well, it's not the Cookieverse yet.
Oh,
this is this kid, Cookie. But also making content out of it, you know what I mean? It's a double, you know what I mean? He's getting some of this, something out of this too. So he flies out Cookie to Santa Cruz, gets them to the Santa Cruz compound. That's where Santa Cruz lives, in Santa Cruz. I assume so.
It'd be weird.
It's kind of, yeah, the kind of, yeah, they never explicitly say that it's in Santa Cruz, but you just kind of assume. But they fly him out to the compound. Actually, the compound is just like a hotel. They get him like a hotel room. And then they have him doing, like, challenges, but the challenges are just, like, working out and, like, running up and down a hill. But Cookie can't do it. He did it for a little bit. He was locked in for a little bit. It was pretty fire. And then he, like, fell off completely. And he went back to wherever he's from, like, Florida or something. And he just went... Because the bit was, oh, Cookie has to lock in. But... But then the bit became, oh, I'm being the opposite of locked in, and he got, like, crazy, like, he's ordering DoorDash at, like, 8 in the morning, and, like, no, because that was the whole thing that Santa Cruz trying to, he's like, bro, you gotta get off your phone, you gotta stop drinking caffeine at, like, 9 o'clock at night, you gotta stop drinking Ghost and, you know, Prime, I don't even think he was drinking Prime, but you gotta stop doing DoorDash and, you know, cook for yourself, cook steak, and he goes back home, and he starts doing it, like, even harder. Again, like, these giant, like, he's getting, like, the breakfast slam, which is, like, 3,000 calories. Then he's also getting, like, a double-double and, like, a quarter pounder. Oh, and then he also gets, like, the apple pie and, like, the cookie tote.
Bro, you heard that the quarter pounder's been giving people E. coli?
Yeah,
I'm
actually.
Not, dude, honestly.
Yeah, they, like, in, like, 41 states, right?
Jesus.
And I think, like, 10 people are, like, severely ill or dead.
I know one guy is, like... Kaput.
Oh my god. Dude, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I had one of those a few months ago. Upon returning to the country after a short little while, and I was like, you know what, let me try this. Should I get this or the chicken sandwich? Let me try this one. You know, maybe it'll be good. And I opened it, I was so disappointed.
Yeah, they're not good.
And I ate it and I was so disappointed. So I'm not surprised that, you know,
their stock fell. Sorry.
Their stock fell. Anyways. So Cookie might be getting I won't say that. But anyways, so starts going even harder. But Santa Cruz, I think he flies him out again or something. And then, Cookie goes back, but then he gives up on Cookie. Cookie gives up on himself. Yeah, let's be real.
Exactly.
So, this is where the Cookieverse begins, right? This branches off, and Santa Cruz starts. He realizes this isn't like a conscious thing. He's just trying to help these kids out. But he saw the dollar signs in his eyes. He saw all these brain rot kids that are like not really in good shape in their lives. You know, they're kind of, they gotta lock in essentially. They're not like how Envy. His room is like. It's like comically a mess, but it's only comical to us because apparently it is real. We're Chinese food that's like open for days, and so he flies all these other kids out to the Santa Cruz compound. Well, but just a hotel. But then, during the day they come to the Santa Cruz compound
to work out
and do challenges. But like they're all like really bad, and they're all like super brain rot. Like so they're just like really annoying. They're also like 20, 21 by the way, you know what I mean? But they're like. They can't stop saying Fiend. It's Vexbolt. It's Pal Envy. Dom, I think Dom the Troll is in it now. There's some other brain rotters in there that I don't really know the names
Vexbolt's
of. But
the let him.
Don't give him. No, we're not doing that. But anyways, but then the entire time everyone's like, "Where's Cookie, bro? We gotta get Cookie in his prime." Cookie's been missing from the lore for a while, but then recently, Santa Cruz is trying to fly him out again, to get Cookieverse back into the lore. But he got him a flight and everything, and like the day of the flight he's like up at, bro said he was, Cookie was up apparently at like 8 o'clock in the morning, but it wasn't because he was like up that early, it's because he like just stayed up all night, and the flight was at like noon, but he's like, oh sorry Santa Cruz, I'm gonna miss my flight, like I woke up, oh, I'm so tired, I didn't get any sleep, I just spilled lemonade under my bed. So he literally goes like, sorry bro, I can't make my fight. And Santa Cruz is like, what? And he's like, oh, I spilled lemonade under my bed.
I gotta clean it up.
And in response to all this madness, he makes a video explaining the whole lemonade debacle. He's like, I door dashed at McDonald's and I got a large lemonade, but I didn't really drink the lemonade, so it was just sitting on my counter. And I was in my sleep, I knocked something over, I thought it was my water bottle, but then I woke up and the lemonade just spilled all under my bed.
His bed is right next to the counter?
I think it was like on his nightstand. Yeah, I don't. Also, you saved the McDonald's lemonade.
I just don't understand missing a flight.
No, yeah. And he's like texting like, hey bro, I'm gonna miss this flight. Not like, oh, I think I'm gonna be late. No, he's like, hey, by the way, bro, yeah, I'm just gonna.
How long can it take to clean up one lemonade spill?
Bro, apparently it was the large, but also, yeah. Bro, he's like, yes, right, I can't make sandwiches. Bro, just get in the, just, bro, get up.
Get in the Uber.
Just get in the Uber, bro. It's like, bro, I pay for you. It's like Santa Cruz. Then he misses the flight. He's like, bro, you gotta get me another flight, bro. I missed this one. They flies out Cookie and his friend Dylan to the Santa Cruz compound and gets him a hotel room. And there's.
So he did get him another flight.
Yeah, he did. So Cookie is back in the lore. And he's also still, like, not locked in. Oh, there's, like, the bit now is all the other brain rot kids who were on the Santa Cruz lore for a little bit. And they kind of left a little bit. They have their own house now called, like, the Brain Rot House or something.
In Santa Cruz?
Oh, this part gets crazy. I think so, yeah. Somewhere in L.A. or something like that. Maybe Santa Cruz. But they get a house down there with Pal Envy. Dude, he's, like, so dirty. They got, like, a maid to come in. And the name was like, this is the messiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And they FaceTime Santa Cruz telling him about the room. And he's like, bro, Pal Envy, you're going to grow mold down there. Pal Envy's like, you know, I've had mold in my room before and I haven't gotten sick. So like, it's fine. Like, I'll be fine. And no, but they had the brain rot house. And the whole, now there's the bit again of kind of reversing the locked in. Has repeated the Vex Bolts and Dom the Troll. Dom the Troll is the guy who's like, I am nothing. I am nothing. But they're eating crumble cookies and they're like, don't tell Santa Cruz. And they're like door dashing and just eating, as just being like super gluttonous. There's like a clip of like they're in a parking lot like getting crumble cookies and Santa Cruz just comes and like smacks out of Cookie's hand. Like into the air. But no, this is where it gets crazy, right? So they get the house. It's implied it's a mansion. They're renting the house, right?
Yeah.
But Santa Cruz is like, guys, we've been talking with realtors. We're gonna buy your house. we're going to buy your house and evict you. You know, like, I have a couple of properties. This would actually be a pretty good property to have. You know, we're gonna buy it out, and we're going to either evict you or we're just going to make you lock in. You guys have to work out, like, X amount of times per month to keep the house.
That would be the craziest game show of all time.
Lock in or go home. After the don't tell, this is his revenge for the don't tell Santa Cruz. He's like, this meme has to stop. I'm buying your house.
He like put them on Survivor.
It's so good. No, but
imagine
this also
because you couldn't
lock in.
No.
For the TikTok content.
Don't tell us. It's actually like the game.
It's so beautiful really that we are alive at the same time as things like this are possible.
Yeah, no, honestly, kind of scary if you think about it.
Yeah,
but honestly, Santa Cruz, you know, he gets like, oh, he also goes up to people in Walmart. He like stalks the soda aisle and like waits for people to buy soda. and then when he sees someone buying soda, he'll go up to them with the camera and be like, hey, so I saw you were buying this 2-liter of Dr. Pepper. Here's X amount of dollars in the double digits. I won't say the amount. But if you quit soda for the month, 30 days, and they're like, what? Like, bro, I'm just in Target right now. And he's like, no, yeah, I'll give you this much if you just quit soda for 30 days. They're like, really? So they're like, okay. But this one guy was like, no, I drink this. And he got like a 12-packet cans of Dr. Pepper. It's like, oh, no, I drink like one, like almost a whole pack a day of this. And he's like, bro, yeah, no, you. There's nothing you can pay me to stop.
Jesus.
Did he meet his match? Did he give up?
Yeah, he gave up. No, yeah. No. This also ties in kind of to the Squid Pactor House Aria lore.
I think you were telling me about this. Too.
I don't. Yeah. I think we can save that for another time.
Maybe another time. Yeah. This is another deep dive.
You'll have to send me that so I can understand it.
This also takes like 10 minutes to explain, right? No, I'll send you all the lore.
Oh my god. I've been meaning to watch it. I watched the first like 10 minutes of it.
I've seen the first one.
This is so dumb. And then like around the 10 minute mark, I'm like, wait, why am I still watching? Like this is kind of good? Question mark.
It's fire.
Right?
It's like entertaining, but it's like when you like really get down and do a hard analysis of Parkour Civilization, it's kind of reactionary, low-key.
What is Parkour Civilization?
What?
What? You haven't heard?
Bro, it's like a Minecraft machinima about like it's like a dystopian society where you have to parkour to survive.
Oh, okay.
Like, in parkour civilization, no one chooses to jump for the beef.
Nobody chooses the beef. But like I just remember from what I watched that like the dude basically made like a parkour jump and he got a house, but like it's so bad, the living conditions in Parkour Civilization are so bad that he basically has no neighbors anymore because they fell off the edge of the earth. And then when he made another parkour jump for a house and like to make sure I think there's like the parkour gods, right? Yeah. To make sure that you parkour every day. Your bed is on one side of the house, and you have to do a parkour jump to get to the other side of your house.
The parkour pros, bro.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a parkour pros and the parkour masters.
Right.
Whoa. It's crazy. I haven't seen the second one. I hear the second one goes like wild.
What? How new are these? Are these old?
This came out within the past like 10 months, I think.
Okay, but it only blew up this past month. I see.
But for some reason, it just blew up.
Yeah.
I can see it, bro.
You can watch it.
It's like,
I'll watch it next time. Live review.
Do it. Yes.
Let's get a 2-hour PA slot.
Brain Rot Radio.
Let's get a sub at 4 to 6 a.m.
I'm canceling the next Aggie Talk, and it's gonna be Parkour Civilization.
Freak out all the oh my god.
All right.
Shall we do it?
Do we wanna? Okay.
I think we should.
So we have two cans of Prime. So I didn't realize these were the energy drink variants.
Oh, there are variants to it?
Yeah, apparently there's one that's like a Gatorade kind of. And then there's this that's like an energy drink. And this is probably like slightly larger than a Red Bull, right? Okay. This has 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Stop.
Read them and weep.
That's more than than a Celsius, right?
It's like well over double a Red Bull.
Bro. It's vegan. Wait, it's vegan though.
Oh.
Oh, then that makes it good then. You got
300 milligrams of electrolytes.
Orange, mango, is an interesting flavor choice. Raspberry. I will really say blue raspberry in a drink is kind of insane. I will say.
Bro.
All right.
This is going to be inside me.
I can't wait for the prime to enter my body. My bloodstream. Through my...
Okay.
Okay.
Are we just going to go for it?
Yes.
Okay. Honestly, bro, it just tastes like a Red Bull.
This tastes like a watered-down version of... What's the one really hard? Like, the one, the one that has, like, USA flavor and, like, unicorn. The crazy... You guys know what I'm talking about? Not Monster. There's another one. It was, like, one of the... Bang.
Oh.
This, like... This reminds me of, like, a watered-down, less carbonated... Not watered-down, but less flavorful. Less carbonated Bang.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would be, like, more interesting, but... It just tastes like an energy drink.
I thought it would be much more potent. Or much more like...
Not a lot of kick to the flavor.
There's not a lot of toxicity to this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be like, you know, like toxic... Like gasoline.
Yeah.
Like how energy drinks usually are.
Mm-hmm.
I see...
Do you want to trade flavors?
Yes.
Okay.
I need to try the blue raspberry, though. I don't know how...
Yeah, it tastes just like...
Yeah, I think I like the blue raspberry more, for sure.
Really? I definitely get the toxic flavor more with the blue raspberry. Did you try the blue raspberry?
No.
You want to? I feel like... let's hear your review. I want to hear your take on this.
It's like... It's like blue Gatorade... Which
almost, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm
really not trying to trash on it, but like,
it's like perfectly fine.
It's like it's not just, that bad.
Yeah. There's really like nothing to say about it.
It's not.
I will say with the blue raspberry, I get that kind of mouth tingliness more than with the orange mango. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little more the reminiscent of a Monster, that like. That lingering of like the like electric charge it leaves you.
Really? Because I feel like I got that more with the orange.
Really? Huh. I don't know. I think I'm just really used to the orange mango flavor.
Mm.
I think that stuff isn't everything, you know. I love mango, but blue raspberry. I've never had blue raspberry in a drink, personally.
Yeah,
I've only had it in gummies.
It reminds me of like the blue raspberry like Slurpee.
Yeah. That is what it tastes like. Where did you get these?
Grocery outlet.
Oh, fire. Hey, okay. That's the place to get. I didn't even know they had this there. Okay. I heard they're gonna make prime gelato.
Grocery outlet is like kind of meta right now.
It is, honestly. You have to like know the season. Like you gotta know the ins and the outs. Like
Fortnite.
Yeah. Like they only have one kind of sliced canned tomato. But there's like two shelves of it.
Grocery stores under communism.
Oh man. This reminds me of, you know, Stalinist Russia.
Do you think they had brain rot in the USSR?
See, I want to say they did, but I don't think the government would have, you know, I don't think they would have allowed that. The brain
rot. I think Stalin would, but I think Khrushchev would.
See, I think brain rot is like very liberating. And it's.
I get, yeah. Yeah,
it's like,
agree.
You know, it brings us together.
Mm-hmm.
It shows us that we can all brain rot.
That's so real.
Right. Yeah, I think.
I like my cheese dripping.
Hey, hit the breath sound effect.
We're not. Bro. Hang on.
I like my cheese drippy, bro. Did you see Haley Welch is endorsing a basketball or endorsing a college basketball team?
Wait, which team?
Or can you guess which team it is?
Ooh.
No.
She's Oh.
Wait, is it? I just know the team name. The mascot.
Isn't she a Obama fan?
It has nothing to do with the city, more so with the mascot of the
team.
Okay.
Oh, so it's the Hawks.
Yes, it's the Hawks. Stop.
But I don't know which college team is the Hawks.
Oh, is it not? I thought it was a... Is it Yes, is that...
Is the Atlanta Hawks? No shot.
I just saw a Hawks jersey. I'm not tapped in like that.
You can't search Haley Welch Hawks because it just. Hang on.
Yeah. I think it's the Atlanta Hawks. Is that where Neil Young plays?
Neil Young?
Is something Young?
Neil Young? No, Trey Young. She's a Mets fan. That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
Reveals her NBA team this season. Hang on, who is it? Oh. Yeah, it's the Hawks.
Oh, God. We were talking about the Hawks, bro. The Jalen Johnson.
Oh, the Hawks, yeah. What, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know who that is, but yeah.
No, I'm so surprised.
Skibbity Senator.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, Australia.
Wait, can we play this?
That was in Australia. Yeah, you can play it. She's like going on a rant about how the old heads need to stop. So address
an often forgotten segment of our society. I speak of Generation Z, who will be playing a substantial role in the next election, and Generation Alpha, who will start to come of age the election after. It is for this reason that I shall now render the remainder of my statement using language they're familiar with. To the Sigmas of Australia, I say that this goofy-air government have been capping, not just now, but for a long time. A few of you may remember when they said there'll be no phantom tax under the government I lead. They're capaholics. They're also yapaholics. They yap non-stop about how their cost of living measures are changing lives for all Australians. Just put the fries in the bag, little bro. They tell us that they're locked in on improving the housing situation in this country. They must have brain rot from watching too much Kai Cenat and forgot about their plans to ban social media for kids under 14. If that becomes law, you can forgo skull emoji all about watching Duke Dennis or catching a dub with the bros on Fort. Chat, is this Prime Minister serious? Even though he's the Prime Minister of Australia, sometimes it feels like he's the CEO of Ohio. I would be taking an L if I did not mention the ops. The decision voters will be making in a few months' time will be between a mid-government, a dog-water opposition, or a crossbench that will mog both of them. Though some of you cannot yet vote, I hope when you do, it will be in a more goated Australia for a government with more aura. Skibbity.
Yes!
No way!
The sign off with Skibbity.
Yeah. Bro, we have to sign off with Skibbity.
Yeah, Skibbity.
Guys, you do realize that, like, one day we genuinely will have a president that's gonna go up there and say, "Come on, bro, just put the fries in the bag." Like, you see it now.
No,
right?
You know what I would think I've heard anyone in real life say, "Put the fries in the bag."
Really?
Have you?
That's such a weird thing. Like,
right?
The fries are like the first thing they put in the bag.
No, like, actually.
Yeah.
No, not in it's going to be longer.
It's going to be
that.
Like 140 years. Total
140?
The human lifespan increasing.
Okay,
you
that's
guys haven't heard about that?
bro, can we talk about that one crazy, like, tech CEO guy who's, like, trying to, like, slow down his aging?
Yeah. Hang the on. One who's, like, taking,
what's his,
like,
what's
skin
his name?
From his son or whatever.
Yeah.
That's, like,
wait, dude, like, Blood Boy?
Like, yeah.
Brian Johnson's blood plasma exchange. A multi-generational blood plasma exchange procedure involving Brian Johnson, his 17-year-old son, Talmadge.
He's 17.
And his 70-year-old father, Richard.
It's so sad.
The procedure involved removing a liter of blood. Okay, maybe this is not something we want to talk about.
A liter of body juice.
A very large amount of money on this. Oh, I remember he posted, he was talking about how he, like, slowed his hair loss. And he mentioned that he was, like, taking estrogen, and people, like, got really mad at him for
stop.
It.
Stop.
He was stop. Balding. He's like, it works because, like, the actual, like, only way to beat male pattern baldness is to take estrogen.
Yeah.
But people were ragging on him so hard for it.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Do you want some minoxidil? am I right?
I don't know. Hang on.
Dude, that's right, but that's FDA approved for something else.
Isn't there somebody else named Brian Johnson? Wait.
There's, like, also the guy who,
spelled,
like,
normally. Yeah, he's in AC/DC. That's right. Bro.
The kid from AC/DC is getting his blood.
Don't no, they're know. Different people.
Okay, okay. Oh.
This one has an I and the other has a Y.
That's crazy, bro.
Whoa.
Close.
He's the founder and CEO of Kernel, a company creating devices that monitor and record brain activity.
Brain rot?
Brain rot activity.
Guys,
oh wait, he's from Provo. He's Mormon.
What?
That makes so much sense.
Actually, that does. Yeah, that does a lot.
At 19, he became a Latter-day Saint missionary and spent 2 years in Ecuador.
You know, okay, whoa.
And he went to Brigham Young.
Whoa, whoa.
Everything makes sense now.
You know, people, yeah, honestly, like, I understand, bro.
He has a company called Braintree. What if the Braintree got brain rotted?
What if the Braintree got brain rotted?
Can I posit a question? A question. What if brain rot, like, once, like, full dive is invented, right? And genuinely we have, like, Neuralink and stuff. What if brain rot is literally, like, you catch a virus or something and someone steals all your life info?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, computer bug came from,
like
a
in,
bug?
Like in Seinfeld where Kramer sells all his memories to Jay Peterman.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the memories get replaced with, like, Skibbity Toilet.
What if in the future, instead of calling it a virus, they call it a brain rot? Because that's how it gets spread.
Wouldn't it be so scary if you, like, thought, like, 100% that Skibbity Toilet happened to you?
Yo.
Like, you were there when, like, G-Man Toilet blew up everything?
I've heard they're considering that instead of a corporal punishment. As a form of corporal punishment. Yeah.
They like replace your memories?
They'll put you in Skibbity, yeah.
Oh.
They'll send you to Skibbity.
They're sending you to Skibbity
Chamber? They'll
make
you put fries in the bag for 30 years.
They're going to put you in the back rooms of the Skibbity Toilet?
They're going to put you in the back rooms listening to Skibbity Toilet, and your only food supply is Lunchly and Prime.
Hang on. Do you think there's any back rooms games you can play, like, on the browser?
There has to be.
Hang on. Let's go to Itch. Back rooms. There has to be some
chat.
What do
we gotta start referring to the KDVS audience as
plain browser. Here we go. Here we go.
I've realized. So how we chat? Clip that if you'd like.
Clip that. Clip that chat.
If you'd like.
If you'd like. Okay, we're playing the back rooms. Classic mode. Dream difficulty. Back rooms difficulty. Absolutely. If you're not careful, okay. I've seen this. We have 5 minutes. What is it? It's just the back rooms.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What if Big Justice and Big AJ, Big AJ are there?
Bro, they fell off. They're Yankees fans.
They fell.
Wait, where? Oh my God.
Cousin Angelo.
Yeah. He brings the mortadella and mozzarella.
But then there's like.
What the? There's, what? Why am I running?
There's Jersey Joe.
Yeah, okay, why is Jersey Joe?
Jersey
bad.
Joe is just like there, bro.
Bro, what is he doing?
He taught Rizzler how to do the Jersey Joe shuffle, and the Rizzler taught him how to do the Riz face.
The Riz face.
The Riz face, yeah. Once I give your girl the Riz face, there's no chance he's coming back.
Clip that if you want.
That's from the We Bring the Boom remix.
We Bring the Boom.
Featuring the Rizzler and Cousin
Angelo. What's it called? Featuring the Boom, the Crew remix or something?
The Crew remix. The Fam remix.
It has a dumb name.
I'm assuming English teachers would use, like, Bitmojis in their PowerPoints and, like, say fam. You know what I mean? You guys ever have that?
Jason the Ween.
Jason the Ween.
We Bring the Boom family remix featuring Ashley and Mother of Big Justice. Oh, wait, but there's another remix, though, because there's one with the Rizzler and Cousin Angelo. Crew remix. Yeah, that's what it is.
The Crew remix.
With the Rizzler, Cousin Angelo, and Jersey Joe. Bro, the Rizzler gets like 7 bars, and Cousin Angelo and Jersey Joe get 2 each. They know who's the real draw.
What? Have you seen them doing it live on the Los Pollos?
No.
Stream.
Okay, wait. It's 9:30. I think we've
brain rot a little too hard. You know, KDVS is taking too much damage.
Hang on. What song do we want to play us out with?
I think we bring the boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
We bring the boom.
It's a good.
Okay, thank you everyone for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Brain Rot.
Goodbye, chat.
Goodbye, chat.
Skibbity, goodbye, chat.
We bring the boom! That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom. Your favorite father and son.
Every afternoon on your FYP.
We'll be bringing the boom. Cause that's what he serves.
We bring the happiness and laughter when we enter the room. And we're changing up the world with a boom or doom.
We bring the boom. That's what we do. We bring you the boom.
We bring the boom.
Okay, awesome. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm currently subbing for DJ Issa. My co-host, Hugo, will be here in a little bit. Maybe, I'm gonna give him 10 minutes. But we're subbing for Heat Lamp right now, and it's like a mini channel for Revival Tour. But right now, I have to set up my cards and everything. Unfortunately, but you were just listening to We Bring the Boom by AJ and Big Justice. I think these are the Costco guys. I'm pretty sure they are. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's totally okay. But for now, I'm going to get everything set up and I'll start us off with the first song. It's called Turns Blue by Naked Giants. But if you have any song requests, we'll be here until 10:30, so please feel free to call in at 530-754-KDVS. That's 530-754-5387. This is Turns Blue. Bye!